and welcome to our play sharing series. I'm your host, Kara Garrity, and I am very excited to welcome today's guest, Tamar Gray. She is the pastor of GCI Cleveland and is a music educator. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tamar.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you here. And Tamar is a practitioner of play sharing in her role as pastor and music educator. And so today we're just going to be having a conversation about play sharing and particularly, you know, kind of exploring the question, why is play sharing so important? And so Tamar, I'd love to just start with the question, what does play sharing mean to you?
Play sharing means to me an empathetic relationship between people centered on Jesus Christ. And that being the most important part, the centering on, it all centers around Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate place sharer with Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all that together. I think about it's a state of just being, a state of just being present, being there for the joys, the sorrows, everything that happens in the relationship. We become interdependent on each other, because when they see me, I see them. Mm. And then in the middle, we see Jesus. Yeah. So that's what it means to me.
Yeah. And I love this, what you say about, you know, it's centered on Jesus. It's dependent on Jesus. It's relationships that are defined by Jesus.
I like that word, defined.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how, as you've leaned into this practice of play sharing, how has it impacted your own relationship with participation in Jesus's ministry?
Okay, what I admit should go no further than here. So here's what I admit. I admit that when I became aware of just going out and speaking to people and having relationships with people, and trying to, in my thought process, bring Jesus to them. That was my whole thought. When I show up, so does Jesus, as if I was the center and Jesus came with me. Otherwise, they wouldn't know. But the realization of in place sharing, I mean, I kind of veered toward it, but I couldn't put a name on it, where I show up and watch what Jesus is already doing. Mm-hmm. He's already present. He's already moving. I get to be part of that. And as I get to be part of that, I get to watch what he's doing in their life, but I get to actually see myself. And I never thought of it as seeing myself until I realized I do see myself. I see how judgmental I could have been of people that I never realized before. I see how I've had an expectation for people to respond to what I'm saying. And I'm trying consistently and constantly to get rid of that attitude of, it's on me.
Yes.
And now that I know it's not on me, it's on Jesus, it's taken like this weight from my shoulders that I don't have to be so concerned with how perfect I am, because he's the perfecter. He's the one who's perfect. He's the one who's handling it. It's just, it's really relieving.
Yeah. And that's a game changer, right? To realize that it's on Jesus and it's not on you, that he's the perfect one. And we can even say that it's Jesus that's the perfect place sharer, right? And so we're joining in his own place sharing. Mm-hmm. And I love exactly what you say. I think that's a change in mind for a lot of us to be invited into, that Jesus is already there wherever we show up. Yes. And there's something unique about how he moves in us, is expressed through us, that we do bring with us, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Something about Jesus and Tamar shows up on scene when you show up. But there's something about Jesus and others that is already present there. Something about Jesus and how he's already at work in that place that is already there, that you get to join in with. And that is a huge shift in the way we think about what it means to participate in his ministry, because it is his. It's not ours.
And don't get me wrong, I haven't got that down to a perfect art yet. I still struggle with flesh coming on the scene with spirit and wanting to do something to help this along. when all I have to do, that word of just be keeps coming, just being there, just be there, and observing and joining in and sharing with them too. So it's not like it's a one-shot deal.
Right. Well, I mean, speaking to that, what has it looked like for you to kind of go through this process of growing in a place-sharing posture? What does that look like?
Well, it looks like really I have to learn how to extend grace to myself and grace to the other person, because I don't have it perfectly down yet. And I'll find myself saying things that I'm like, ooh, why did I say that? You know, but there's no perfectness to it. It's like, why did I say that? And there could be a reason why I said it, but it might come across as condescending. It might come across as expectation. And that's not where I want to be. So as I get further into it of just becoming, I want it to become who I am. And so just extending grace to myself as I march along this journey of learning how to just be present more for people, to just be present more. And even as a pastor, to just be present more, to not have all the answers, but just be there and find that God just works it out. He's the one taking care of it. And so, yeah, it is a journey. It's a continuing journey.
Yeah, and I think what you said is really important about having that grace for yourself, because it can be easy as we think about new ways to think about participating in Jesus's ministry to then again subtly put it back on ourselves, right? Oh, well, place sharing is a different way of understanding how we participate in this ministry. So now we have to be perfect place sharers.
Yes,
right?
yes.
But we're not Jesus is the perfect one. We're participants in his perfect place sharing. And so what does that look like to give ourselves space to grow and to learn and to not be perfect, and yet to also be invited deeper each and every day into what that place sharing looks like?
Can you put that on a shirt?
Transforms.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And even going back to what you said, it's centered in Christ too, the relationships of place sharing. And that means for us as well. You know, we get to be seen as who we are in Christ too. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't require perfection according to those fleshly standards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
What are some, practically speaking, some things that you've done as you've kind of learned or walked this journey of place sharing, becoming who you are?
When we say that, I mean, are you looking for an example, maybe?
Whatever it's looked like. What do you do even when that you hear that voice come up in your head, or you're like, oh man, I wish this person would do this.
Right.
What do you practically do in that moment?
At that moment, practically, I start speaking to self, which is really speaking to Holy Spirit, and go, you know, switch this around.
Okay.
Switch. That's the most practical thing I can do. And I can also just go back. And sometimes I find myself being honest and apologizing to, you know, a particular person and saying, I probably shouldn't have said that because that's not important. Or, you know, it wasn't important for me to say that. So, you know, forgive me for saying that right there, because what I really wanted to say was this, you know, and just do a change and admit when I'm wrong, which kind of is hard to do, but to admit when you're wrong and go back and apologize. I think when people see the real you, the imperfect you, that's when they see who really is. Again, perfect. I hate to keep going back to that, but it's not me. I can't be perfect. I can't be right on this all the time. But I can just, you know, follow Christ's lead.
Oh, that's so good. Because when I think about this idea of place sharing relationships too, that's the honesty of place sharing relationships. That's recognizing that Christ is in our midst, transforming mutually all of us, right?
Yes.
And so there are times where maybe we do have to say, hey, that's maybe not exactly what I ought to have said, but I want to come back and can we mend this because of who God is and because of who we both are in him? It's worthwhile. That's good. That's a really good practical way to walk in place sharing. I love that. And so Is there a personal, I mean, you mentioned this, is there a personal story of place sharing that has impacted you that you would like to share that really just demonstrates why place sharing is such a meaningful way to understand how we participate in Jesus's ministry?
There's a few stories that come to mind, but there's one that comes to mind because it's recently been growing more. And as a young lady had attended our church, and one time that she came into church, it was a cold outside. I mean, really cold. She had on a jacket and it was really cold, and she was by herself. And I was so used to seeing her with her family. Mm-hmm. And I said, where's everybody else? Are they coming in? You know, where's the car? And it was after services. And she came in and I was so happy to see her that I hugged her. And somebody told me, did you notice that she collapsed in your arms? And I said, no, I didn't notice that. But I was like, where is everybody? And she says, I came by myself. I said, how'd you get here? She said, I took the bus. And I said, oh, wow. She said, I knew if I got here, you'd be willing to get me home. And that, as I look back on it, speaks volumes to what she believed. She went through a rough time in her life, a decision-making time in her life. And she came to me and she told me. And I said, you know, I wasn't the lead pastor at the time. I said, you know, we have to go and tell the pastor. And I said, do you want me to go with you? She said, yes, you know, please come. And I went with her to see the pastor. And I said, she has something to tell you. And she proceeded to tell him. I didn't know what the reaction would be either. And she didn't know. But the reaction was love. And I mean, I almost get teary-eyed because I was there to witness that. It actually shaped how I approach things now from the reaction that I saw. And right in the middle of all this scariness that she was going through was Jesus. And as I look back, that was it. And as she and I walked out, I said to her, was that what you expected? And she said, nope. And I said, quite frankly, neither did I. I didn't expect that. I said, but what a gift. I said, wasn't that great? She said, yeah, it was. And so just recently, and it wasn't that she came to church all the time or anything, but that was my expectation, that after you receive that kind of grace, now you're going to, you know, live life differently. And she's gone through other things in her life. And I would call, she won't call me back. And so I was feeling some kind of way. And I forgot all that grace I saw. This is what I'm talking about with that process. I forgot all of that that I've already seen. And just recently, I got to see her again. And we went out to dinner. And I kid you not, for 3 hours straight, she did all the talking and just poured out. And finally, instead of giving advice, I sat there and listened. Instead of judging what she's saying, I just listened. And I went, this is what we're talking about. When we talk about place sharing, good, bad, ugly, everything she was telling me was good, bad, and ugly. And I just sat there. And that was like, she's much older now, so am I. She's older, but now we are able to just sit and to be, and with no expectation. I don't expect to see her in church. If I do, it's going to be a gift. It's going to be a gift. But for right now, it's like, I see it, God. I see what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Tamar. And it's such a beautiful expression. Think of how Jesus is present in our midst and works in our relationships, and how really this place sharing points to the fact that relationships are the place of Jesus's ministry, right? Because in himself, God, Father, Son, and Spirit is relationship. And so, I mean, what is remarkable to me about the story that you just shared it of how you've experienced place sharing in your own life is even the willingness to be present with this person in the unknown, right? Yes. So you're not alone. And even though you didn't know what was going to happen, you knew that Jesus was with you all. And so to be able to walk alongside her because you trust Jesus in your midst. Yes. And then to be able to trust that God is still at work, whether or not, you know, what you expect to happen out of the situation is what happens, or what you would be looking for as markers of success. But to trust what he is doing, and then to see and to value this person out of her identity in Christ, and not out of her behaviors or whether she comes to church, how many times, or whatever that is. I mean, that's place sharing. Yes. You know, that's stepping into the place where Christ is meeting us in the very midst of our relationships. I think that's a beautiful thing.
I will say that this has also given me faith for the next steps, for the next step. It's like seeing how God moves, seeing that it becomes a marker of, even reliving this story becomes a marker of, you just saw who Jesus was. Yes. How are you going to move forward with that? You know, and move forward to either the next thing with her or the next thing with somebody else. To just keep moving forward and trusting. Bringing that up was really good, that my trust of Jesus has just, whatever it turns out, it might not look the way I want it to, but whatever way, it's going to be good because you're good.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And, you know, something that I want to ask is that when you experienced that, was that before you became familiarized with the terminology of place sharing?
Way before. I mean, I would say the term place sharing has just come within the last few years. Mm-hmm. And now as I look back, I can see that's what that was. Mm-hmm. Or here's what I was doing here. But there's a name for this, and there's something for me to actually focus on now and look for. Those things of not being the one to bring Jesus, those things of just being, those things of no expectation from the individual. That's had me focused on encounters that I'm making now. I'm using that as like a not a test, but as a gauge to how I'm approaching, you know, I'm approaching different people.
Right. So it sounds like, I mean, you were practicing place sharing before you even knew what place sharing was. And so learning about place sharing as a practice and a concept, what it has helped you to do maybe is connect those dots. And so can you tell us a little bit more about that? What the framework, or however you might call it, the terminology, the understanding of place sharing as a practice has helped you to be able to do?
I think it's helped me as I look. I think it's something that happens not just outside church walls, but inside church walls too. I think we have to get past I had to get past the thought of this is something that you do with people who aren't in church or people who are having a difficulty. But now that I know what it is, I actually practice it within my ministry team, within my congregation. You know, you build relationships in congregation, but you always think that they're looking for an answer. Mm. And it's taught me to sit and to listen and to also share this thought process with them of they may be thinking, and they have been because they voiced it, aren't you just talking about relationship? No, I'm talking about something that's just beyond what a basic relationship is. I mean, being able to sit is and to really picture Jesus, even within the church. You expect to see him, but we're flawed like everyone else, and including me. And we're flawed like everyone else. So when I see that between us, like my ministry leaders and congregants, when we see it happen, it's like we kind of smile. We wonder, you know, why are we moving so much better together? Mm. Why are we getting things done? It's because we've gotten rid of, or I have, as the lead person there, right? Team-based Pastor Led. As that person, I've gotten rid of some of the expectation. Yeah. And instead, there's Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
So being able to name it allows that intentionality, right?
Being very intentional with it. Yeah. And that is my goal. That is my thing right now, to be very intentional with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned that sometimes folks are like, well, this is just relationship that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, it's a little bit more than that. Can you speak to that? How is place sharing different than, you know, just relational ministry or other concepts of ministry that we might think about?
It makes me think of mentoring. It makes me think of when we talk about other concepts of, you know, I think about the apprenticeship square. And I think we've kind of talked about that, that when we look at the apprenticeship square that I do and you watch and just doing things a little differently without that expectation. When you think of mentoring, the back and forth between us of ministry, of shaping it to look different. It walks differently because I no longer have this expectation of you completing what I've given you to do. I no longer have that. What I do have now is I have a view of, I see what Christ is doing in your life. I pray that you can see what he's doing in mine as I walk through this. I've actually had people say, you're a little different now. I've had my ministry leaders say, you know, because usually it's
praise God, yeah,
this. And they said, now you're kind of, I said, ooh, I'm so glad I sit back a little more now. So it's changed that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, as you're saying that, it makes me think of this idea of transactional versus like transformational relationship, right? This idea you've mentioned a couple of times of expectation, this idea of, you know, if I do this for you, if I invite you to this church thing, or if I'm nice to you, if I invite you to lunch, then, you know, you should become a Christian,
right?
That's a transactional thing. But when we think about how Jesus relates to us as a perfect place sharer, his incarnation, he stepped into our very messy life.
Yes.
Became one of us, lived as one of us, walked amongst us, shared our place. That's a little bit different than, well, if I do this, then this is what I get out of it, right? Yes. And he shared our place all the way to death and then resurrection and ascension again so that we could share in the relationship that he has, the life that he has as Father, Son, and Spirit. And so, yeah, as you say, that just makes me think about that. We're participating in his way of being, his way of being, not, eh, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. but it's easy to do. It's easy to do. So as our time's coming up, Samara, I'd love what final words would you have to say to somebody who's getting started on their journey of developing as a place sharer with intentionality?
I would say, first pray about it. As you look back on your own life and you see, because I'm going to believe that in everyone's life, this has been taking place somewhere. Somewhere it's been taking place. And then as you look back and reflect on that, start to have grace for yourself, because when you look back, you're going to see the mistakes you've made. And you're going to think, oh, man, no wonder. You know, no wonder it came out this way. And that's okay, because I believe that this is all a growing process. And I'm going to say, have grace, as I've had to have for myself. As you walk through it, you're going to begin to see God's going to place in front of you, and the Holy Spirit's going to make it really obvious to you, here's an opportunity. And then don't be afraid to take that opportunity. Don't be fearful that you're going to mess up. No, you're imperfect, right? Share with that person. Let Jesus be present. Be there for them and be intertwined with them. I'm not saying enmeshed with them. I'm not saying lose yourself. I'm not saying don't have boundaries, because boundaries are important for your sanity and for theirs.
Yes.
You know, it's important to have boundaries. So look at what it takes for you to walk through this, but also don't be fearful. Because God's going to lead you in it. This is going to be a great thing to help multiply place sharers and multiply disciples. Because when you see Jesus, you can't help but be changed and transformed. Transformed. So don't fear it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that final word. I would love to close us in a word of prayer. So let's pray. Lord God, Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you that you are a transforming God. We thank you that you invite us into transformational relationship. And we thank you that you invite us to participate in your place sharing ministry. We come before you and ask that you would make us into each and every day more excited and willing place sharers, that you would transform us in relationships with one another, that we would see you in our relationships, in one another, and that you would be glorified because of it. And God, I thank you for Tamar, for her journey of place sharing with you. And I thank you for her willingness to share with us. God, we thank you for this journey that you have us on, and thank you that you are faithful to lead the way. Thank you for being our perfect place sharer. We praise you in your holy, holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining us. And don't forget to check us out for the next interview.